I don't give a fuck. I had to do this. Coming through your life from Channel 22 News. Here we are at the nation's capital. Today in America, it has been a sad day. Today, longtime minister of the Safari Nation, Mr. Odie Earl, at the age of 78, passed away. And as we all sit back and remember and reflect on the time and the days that we spent with Mr. Odie Earl, we let the choir sing. And they have to sing this. All right, shut the fuck up. All right, that's enough. Shut up. Shut up. All right. As we convene. Yes, as we convene with the nation's church, this has been a sad but gracious, glorious day for Mr. Odie Earl at the tender age of 78 years old. He is survived by a sister, and also he has a child that may be unknown. Mr. Odie Earl worked as a sanitation worker for 55 years, ever since he was 25 years old. Hey, hold on, man. Shut the fuck up. Shut up, goddammit. Let the man speak. Yo, toad nigga, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You got one more motherfucking time to say something, and I'ma goddamn kill you, bitch. Shut up and let the man goddamn talk. Alright, sir, go ahead. And now, as we come back to proceed with the proceedings, Mr. Odie Earl was a proud prized member of the church of the nation of the Zulu Nation tribe. I might have fucked that up, but something like that, in that line, in that nature. But let us not forget why we are here today. We are here to celebrate Mr. Odie Earl. Mr. O-T-L, O-T-T-T-I-E-L. That was how he would pronounce his name. It was so funny, but you know, shit, fuck it. That is him, let him. You know what I mean? Huh? You know what I mean? Shut the fuck up. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Excuse me, church, for my cursing and being vulgar with my language. But that's the only way I can shut those motherfuckers up. You got to be aggressive with those goddamn moose mobs. And now we come back to the procession. Let us all have a moment of silence for Mr. Odie Earl, who died with honor. As it begins, we all shall bow our heads and close your eyes and reflect on Mr. ODL. As we begin. Thank you. Now, after the proceedings, I will be very honest and talk about Mr. ODL and how I sincerely felt about Mr. ODL. Shut up. Let the man goddamn speak about ODL.
Is he gonna speak of ODL?
Now you ain't funny. So shut up and let the man goddamn speak. Set your sad ass up. Set your sad ass up. I don't want to hear that shit. Let the man goddamn talk. Let him talk now. Let him goddamn talk. Shit. I'm about to hear all that goddamn singing. Let the man motherfucker speak by Odie Earl. Shit. Sorry about that, man.
Yes, 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 Mr. House Nigger. I appreciate your gratitude.
Uh-huh. Well, do me a favor, don't call me nigga.
Yes, 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 Mr. House Nigger.
Okay, I heard you now. Ask you nicely.
Okay, okay, Mr. House Nigger. We continue with the continuance of the proceeding of Mr. ODL.
Uh-huh. Just don't let that nigga shit slip out your goddamn mouth no more.
Yes, 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 Mr. And now we continue. As I have all the people attention in attendance today. Back to Mr. ODL. Mr. ODL, how I truly, sincerely felt about Mr. ODL. Mr. ODL was a genuine guy. Mr. ODL was a trickster, a gambler, a shark, pool shark. One day I go to the pool hall. I see ODL with a mop bucket and a mop at 77 years old. Still humble. Hold on 1 minute. As we take a commercial and go pay some bills, we'll be right back with these messages.
Blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody asked to hear nothing from y'all bitches. Hold on 1 minute. Somebody knocking on the goddamn door. Hold on 1 minute.
As now we continue with the continuance of the proceedings of Mr. ODL. Today, as we sit back and reflect, today is a day we sit back and rejoice. Yes, we sit back and rejoice. Remembering ODL as a genuine guy. Mr. ODL, we shall forever remember you as an honorable servant to our community, an uncle, a father, a brother, and a dad, and granddad. As we celebrate your life and remember, we all miss Mr. ODL. Shut the fuck up. You too, nigga. Now, there y'all motherfuckers go acting up with that bullshit. God damn it. I said let the man motherfucking speak and get Cindy saying what the fuck he gonna say. I don't keep hearing that shit from y'all motherfucking mumblers or what the fuck y'all is or where the fuck y'all even come from. That shit get on my goddamn nerve and I'm tired of hearing that shit. I'm tired of hearing that shit. Us, yes, yes, we all are tired of hearing that shit. We all are tired of hearing that shit, Mr. House Nigga. So you must take the mumblers out of the church, take them outside the house, nigga. Perform your duty as a true house nigga. Hold up. What the fuck you just say to me? I say perform your duties as a true house nigga. Hold up. Ain't no way in hell you gonna sit up here and keep calling me a motherfucking nigga. Well, sir, I apologize sincerely, but that is what you are, a house nigga. It comes with a dirty dirty. Nigga, you don't cross the motherfucking line. I don't even give a fuck about the mumblers no more. All I know is, bitch, you got one more motherfucking nigga left in your goddamn voice. And it's gonna be curtain for you, bitch. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sincerely apologize. Oh, now I'm sir, huh? I'm sir. Now I ain't a bitch. Sir, huh, bitch? Yes, sir. I sincerely apologize for offending you by calling you house nigga. I thought just because you was a nigga, a house nigga is what you are. This is what everybody call you. I don't see you getting mad at the white people. You only get mad at me. Is it the way I talk or something? Bitch, shut up. Shut up. Meet me outside this motherfucking church. After this shit, it's gonna curtain for you, bitch. Don't fucking play with me. Don't fucking play with me, motherfucker. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Meet you outside. Meet you outside. Motherfucker, I always got something goddamn say. Gonna call me a motherfucking nigga, bitch. You don't know me. I'm a motherfucking killer, nigga. Shit. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. Call me no motherfucking nigga. You look like a nigga. Hell no. Motherfucker, don't call me no goddamn nigga, bitch. House nigga. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. You ain't got the motherfucking right to say that shit. You lost your goddamn mind, nigga. Bitch, I'll kill you. Bitch, I'll kill you in front of this motherfucking congregation. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. Excuse me for cursing, church. God damn it. Raise my goddamn blood pressure up in this motherfucker. Call me a nigga again. One more goddamn nigga. I'm be curtains for you, bitch. And yes, sir. Yes, sir. I truly apologize. I truly apologize. Mama. Shut the fuck up, mamalas. God damn it, you hear me? Let the man goddamn talk. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. House Nigga. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, shit. Now you done fucked up, nigga. I'm about to kill you up in this motherfucking church, nigga. Bitch, you gonna die. Motherfucker, I told you not to call me one more motherfucking nigga. Bitch, I'm gonna kill you. Bitch, we gonna do kill you. Oh, I am terrified. I am so silly terrified. Shut the fuck up!
What's going on, HL? This is your boy, DJ Damn Shane, on the ones and twos, live here, 4:37 in the afternoon. And we're here to shout out Anchor, for keeping us connected to those podcasts and learning us how to navigate through those frequencies and to come up with our own, be our own boss, be your own man. Once again, shout out to Anchor Podcast. It's the way of life, baby.
Yeah, bitch. Back to your bomb status. Bitch, you ain't got nowhere to go. Staying with your homeboy. Goddamn. The nigga paying for everything. And you depending on the nigga to bring you sandwiches at nighttime. You a bum bitch. You's a bum bitch. Yeah. A real bum. That's bum shit. You like totally depending on somebody else. Yeah. Yeah, you is. Yeah, you is. You depending on somebody else, bitch. You depending on your homeboy. You got shit going on. All you can do is hate on a nigga every motherfucking day. All day. Every day, all day. Hate, stalk. Be a dumb bitch. Do dumb bitch shit. You know what I'm saying? Do dumb bitch shit. And you push stink. And you push stink. Yeah. That bitch push stink like a motherfucker. That shit funky. That shit unholy. Ungodly. That pussy need prayer. The pussy need to be baptized. That pussy need to be baptized. Yeah, the pussy stink. And that bitch be jacking no pussy. And that bitch be jacking no pussy. And that bitch be jacking no pussy. Yeah, stalking ass, stinking bitch. Oh, my. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. This is real. This facts, man. Real story, man. True shit, man. On God. This is motherfucker all facts, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I'm making this bitch turn green in the face right now. A bitch watching me. On God. A bitch watching me, man. Stalking me, man. Bitch been stalking me for 6 months. Hating on the nigga. You know what I mean? You did. I don't really want to go into the specifics, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, and it's real. Goddamn. Back to this bitch in the bomb status. Yeah, so. Bitch. Bitch, you a bomb. Stand with your homeboy. Bitch, you a bomb. Stand with your homeboy. You homeboy. Bitch, you bomb malicious. You know what I mean? Bitch, you a bomb. Stand with your goddamn homeboy. Alright, let me get this straight. You get hungry at nighttime. You get hungry in the daytime. So you call your homeboy. Oh, you think you can bring me your sandwich over here and some fries? And nigga like, yeah. Bitch been way too lazy. This nigga done said, man, this hoe smoking. Your homeboy think you smoking yam. Your homeboy think you smoking yam, bitch. Your homeboy think you smoking yam. That good gag right there. I had to goddamn cough. I was trying to hold this shit in the whole time. Yeah, that good gag. Yeah. Your homeboy think you smoking rocks. The bitch goddamn is gone fucking stupid, man. The whole retarded dog. And she a goddamn bomb bitch, man. This bitch been stalking me 6 months, man. Oh God. This bitch been stalking me 6 months, man. Been hating, man. Just hating doing fuck shit, being a fuck ass bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? The bitch wish she had a dick. I think she wish she was in my place. I think she wish like she was a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And can satisfy bitches, but she really can't. So goddamn, she do some old weird shit. She be on weird shit. She a weird ass bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? And this shit just goddamn. I don't even get bugged out. This shit normal to me, man. You did. This shit normal to me, man. Another motherfucker done went crazy. I went crazy, goddamn, but shit. I'm like, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, that bitch a bomb, boy. That bitch a bomb. Back to that bitch no bomb status. Yeah, so the bitch goddamn a bomb. Staying with a homeboy. Did this. The bitch been talking to me like 2 weeks straight. And I know for a fucking fact that this bitch ain't washed her pussy in goddamn 9 of them goddamn 14 days out of them 2 weeks, if ever washing her pussy from staying over home by her. This bitch ain't washed her pussy in 9 days, and that thing stink. That motherfucker smell like goddamn feet And goddamn sour ass, that pussy stink. And I'm gonna goddamn let you know, I smell it through the goddamn microphone. That shit goddamn made me gag. Damn, funky ass pussy smell out. All funky ass pussy smell, bitch ain't wash your pussy. That bitch need to wash her goddamn pussy. She stink. She been sitting over home with her goddamn. Just freeloading off the nigga, you did. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sick of this bitch, man. The bitch be talking to me every day. Bitch be stalking the nigga watching on camera, you know what I'm like? Yeah, but goddamn. The bitch be stalking the nigga every day, man. Goddamn, I'm sick of this bitch. I'm sick of her. Bitch stupid, man. The whole stupid, bro. I swear. Bitch is dumb, dog. Bitch is dumb as fuck. This hoe will do anything for a Chick-fil-A sandwich. She don't got down. The bitch don't got down turned on all her folks. Don't nobody wanna fuck with her. And she don't even understand that part yet. You know what I'm saying? The bitch don't even understand that part yet. That niggas ain't fucking with you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't fucking with your stupid ass. The bitch don't even understand that shit with her ugly ass. The bitch need to suck a dick and take a dick to the face daily. That bitch need to suck a dick and take a dick to the face, bitch. Yeah, with her ugly ass. Call her touchy. Yeah, call her stinking ass touchy. I'm a funky ass hand, bitch. Go wash your pussy. That thing stink. I'm like the gag back up. Yeah, bitch, go wash your pussy. You know what I'm saying? Stinking ass. No motherfucker touch me, bitch. Definitely don't put your fucking finger by my nose. Yeah, that goddamn good gas. That bitch definitely put your goddamn finger by my nose. Definitely know you need to back the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I be telling the bitch if I was ever around the bitch. But the bitch goddamn stalking the nigga, man. I'm tired of listening to the bitch talking to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? The bitch just stalking the nigga, man. The bitch need to be put down. That bitch need to be put down. With her ugly ass. I'm sick of listening to this bitch. She told me she gonna tell her homeboy. Yeah, back to this bitch and her bum status. The bitch a goddamn bum ass bitch because for one thing, you stay with your homeboy for two. You got that. Ain't buying your own food for three. You ain't cleaning up this nigga house or even helping with the household or helping with any household chores or any finances or toiletries or even perhaps just sweeping off the front porch. Like, you don't do a goddamn thing. You sit up and goddamn hate and make-believe touch on a fucking man all goddamn day on your pussy-ass phone, stinking bitch. Get up and wash your pussy, you goddamn dirty-ass bitch. You goddamn low-down-ass bitch. You need to get up and goddamn wash your goddamn cat, bitch. Get up and wash that cat. My homeboy offered your stupid ass goddamn yesterday to walk the quick trip with him, and he'll get you a douche, bitch. But you're your stupid ass, too scared to walk down there. You think a nigga gonna kill your dumb ass from walking to the goddamn store. Walk the quick trip. You ain't gonna get you no goddamn douche. You should've took care of that yesterday. You should've took care of that. You should've took care of that. You ain't gonna goddamn have another goddamn waking up jacking your pussy. If you had to learn work on jacking the pussy, that thing stank. I'm like, bitch, you should have got that douche yesterday. You should have walked your stupid ass out of the courtroom and got that douche. My homeboy probably gonna give you about $5 worth of groceries too. You stupid ass bitch. Now you hungry again. Now you hungry again. Yeah. Yeah, they my podcast, bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Hell yeah. I ain't even called him a name yet. Other name of the goddamn podcast. Goddamn, it's motherfucking X right now. Goddamn it. To be continued, motherfucker. To be determined, goddamn it. Shit. That's the name of the motherfucker. Right now, we roasting this bitch. Right now. I just want to goddamn this bitch to goddamn feel me. You hear me? Yeah. Like the girl back up. Freaky. Yeah, man, sick of that bitch. Hope you suck a dick and take a dick to the face. For real. Sick of it. Hope pussy ain't, man. Yeah, back to this bomb, bitch. Yeah, man, so, what we were, four? Yeah, and four, you should not probably out there talking about your homeboy. Goddamn, because he don't want to bring you down to eat. You want snitch on him, nigga. This ain't no divide and conquer shit, bitch. If you really set your stupid ass up and listen to your own stupid ass self, you'll goddamn realize that you dividing and conquering your motherfucking self, you dumb bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting by laughing at your stupid ass, because everything that you goddamn do to me, or try to do to me, bitch, has already been done to your stupid ass. You goddamn tenfold, and you just don't see it yet. You lame bitch. You stupid bitch. You got some shit coming your way, you lame ass bitch. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you got some shit coming your way. Stupid ass bitch. Yeah, whoa, number four. And five, oh my God. Five, bitch, you don't even goddamn do nothing. You don't work nowhere, man. You just sit around waiting on the nigga bring you a sandwich every day. You sit around waiting on the nigga bring you a sandwich every day. And nigga ain't bring you no sandwich, you talking about snitching on that nigga. Bitch, you call the homegirl, talking about so let me goddamn get your phone charged so I can touch him. And you touching little boy. What were you at, number nine? Bitch, and you touching little boy. You got that little motherfucker keep talking about touching little boys on him, motherfucker. You stupid ass bitch. You need to be goddamn gunt now. Bitch, you crazy. And I'm keeping that part. I ain't taking that out. Yeah, nah. Tell me the truth how it is. You hear me? Little family case, you know what I mean? Stupid ass bitch. Don't put that weed out, man. Yeah. Little bitch, I ain't even thought of a name to this motherfucker yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck right now, nigga, about no name. I'm just goddamn telling the nigga about this bitch, man. What's going on with me right now, man? Bitch stalking the nigga and shit, man. Nigga been stalked by a bitch, man. Nigga been stalked by a bitch, man. The hoe won't shut up for nothing. The bitch won't stop talking to me every day. You feel me? And for y'all that wondering, like, how the fuck is this bitch talking to you and stalking you every day? You know what I'm saying? It's some real shit, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't fucking crazy. I ain't crazy, nigga. But yeah. Bitch got them stalking me every day, man. Talk to me, man. Man, amongst other shit, amongst other shit, man. Sick of this bitch, man. Hope I always got something to say. Bitch ain't got a dog in the fight. Stupid ass bitch ain't got a dog in the fight. What you doing now? Sitting back hating on another nigga? You ain't got shit going on. You ain't got no income coming in. You got no car. Bitch, you can't even go to the store if you hungry. Bitch, you can't even go to the store if you hungry. Scared to walk to the store because you think somebody gonna kill your stupid ass. Yeah. I put that fear in you, bitch. I put that fear in your heart, bitch. You don't know what the fuck gonna happen. Stupid ass bitch, yeah. I put that fear in your heart, bitch. Yeah. For y'all that goddamn think that my podcast is too goddamn. Oh, open cold cut, goddamn shit. Just goddamn change the channel, man. I goddamn really don't give a fuck. I'ma say goddamn. What I feel like need to be said, man. You know what I'm saying? So, this me. 100% all the way. It's your boy, man. Yeah. Yeah. Stupid ass bitch, man. Sick ass bitch, man. Sick ass bitch, dog. Sick ass stupid ass bitch, man. This big ass got them both around my head. Stupid ass bitch, man. How can you suck a dick and take a dick to the face? Suck one, take one to the face, bitch. Sick as hell, nigga. You can hear her talking. Stupid ass bitch. Stank my head, bitch, man. Sick of hearing this hoe, man. Suck a dick and take a dick to the face. That bitch got there. Need to suck a dick and take a dick to the face. Fuck no more, nigga. Man, ain't got shit going for yourself. Bitch, you ain't got nothing going for yourself. You ain't got no job. You ain't got no income coming in. You can't do shit for the motherfucker. You can't do goddamn shit for yourself. How does it feel? And you a hater. How does it feel? Don't it cost a lot of energy every day, man? Goddamn, y'all work being a hater. You gotta feel like shit to goddamn hate on somebody. Instead of getting it on your own, you know what I'm saying? You can't get it on your own because your brain don't think that far. You need your homeboy to wise you up, bitch. You can't think by yourself. You're a dumb bitch. Dutch. A Dutch. D-U-T-Z. A Dutch. You're a dumb Dutch, bitch. Yeah. Stupid ass hoe. Need to suck a dick and take a dick to the face. Yeah. She be jacking her pussy. I be jacking off on them on. Yeah, a bitch, man, stalking me, dog. You know what I'm saying? Stalking me, dog. On God, real life. In real life, goddamn, a bitch, goddamn, stalking the nigga, bro. Tell the bitch stalking me, bro. A bitch gotta keep her motherfucking mouth closed. I don't think she can say, ain't no man gonna make me stop running my mouth. That bitch sounds so retarded saying that. Cause she gonna tell on everybody. On her own stupid negligence. Dumb bitch. Everything you got done try to do to me or do to me, bitch, has already been done to you tenfold. So you telling on yourself. You gonna tell it all. Yeah, yes you is. You gonna tell it all. And you gonna tell on everybody else. You gonna find yourself by yourself. And you wanna kill yourself. Yeah, you gonna wanna kill yourself. Cause you don't spoken into existence so much. You know what I'm saying? You done spoken into existence on somebody else's life so much, like you trying to make them kill themselves. Yeah, you were trying to make them kill themselves. Spoke that shit up, so. Everything you done to me, it's already been done to you. You spoken into your own universe. You did. You so, how can I put this? You were so goddamn adamant about motherfucking telling this nigga that you trying to make this nigga kill himself. Everything you spoke into your universe is now on your back. Time 10. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, you got to deal with that. Yeah, you got to deal with that. You got to deal with that. Yeah. Yeah, you got to deal with that. Uh-huh. That shit real. You know what I'm saying? Stupid. Super stupid. Yeah, she's super stupid. Yeah. Hey, yeah, she's super stupid. Super stupid. Hey, super stupid. Super stupid ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Bitch ain't got a brain. She actually won't let me know come. She don't know anything. She's uncivilized. She doesn't know anything. She's uncivilized. Stupid bitch. You know what I'm saying? The bitch dumb. The bitch dumb. Bitch, you too dumb to be a criminal. Bitch, you too definitely too dumb to be a goddamn hater. You definitely too dumb to be a goddamn hater. You're a dumb hating bitch, but you're definitely too dumb to be a motherfucking hater. Old stupid ass bitch. Old stinking pussy ass, goddamn. Dried up, goddamn pussy wall ass. Green build up on side, the insides of your crevices, bitch. You stupid bitch. This was gonna sound like when you go to prison. Walk to the line. Stop. Bend over, bitch. Yeah. They're gonna be punking your stupid ass. You're gonna be in that motherfucker getting punked, bitch. A bitch getting punked. Yeah, they're gonna be playing with their pussy. They're gonna be playing with their pussy. Yeah, yeah. They're gonna show you. They're gonna teach your stupid ass. They're gonna teach you, bitch. They're gonna teach you. They're gonna teach you. They're gonna teach your stupid ass. Remember that? Remember saying that? They're gonna teach your stupid ass. Yeah, they're gonna teach you, bitch. They're gonna teach you, bitch. Yeah. Bitch, they're gonna teach you. Yeah. Stupid bitch. Stupid bitch. Stupid bitch. Stupid bitch. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what you is. Alright, so now, we back at you being a liability. And you living off your homeboy. Like, you totally 100% right now living off your homeboy. Your homeboy can't stand the person that you have became, so he chose to separate himself and not be involved with the person that you have became, even though he may feel he's obligated to at least let you have somewhere to shelter until he gets tired of goddamn being used. Then he's just letting you have somewhere to shelter. Maybe he's feeling obligated to do that, or maybe he's feeling, you know what I'm saying, guilty. Or for whatever type of history y'all don't have, you know what I'm saying, if he lets you go out, be a bum in the streets. You know what I'm saying? But you're a liability. And you burp shit out, you talk too much. You know what I'm saying? You run your mouth all the goddamn time. You talk about the wrong shit frequently. You know what I'm saying? You's a bad friend. You's an ungrateful bitch. You's a entitled bitch. You know what I'm saying? You's on your fucking high horse. You's on your fucking high horse right now. For no reason. For no reason. You know what I'm saying? Get off, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me and little goddamn IT, boy. IT for him, boy. Yeah, you was entitled, bitch, man. You know what I mean? You just dependent. You're dependent. You need to be claimed on this nigga taxes. You are a deadbeat bitch. She dumb. She don't know anything. She's a deadbeat bitch. You know what I'm saying? She a deadbeat bitch. She used her homeboy. She used my homeboy. She just said tonight. She said tonight. Yeah, I wish I would have heard the bitch on here. But she said tonight, man, that if a homeboy don't bring her no sandwich, she gonna snitch on him. You know what I'm saying? And the bitch, look, it was dead serious, man. Like, if you my homegirl, if you my homegirl, and you staying in my house, bitch, first of all, if you my homegirl, you staying in my house, I just heard you say that shit. If I hear you say that shit, you got to go, man. You got to go. How you gonna let that shit come out your mouth? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, man. I don't give a damn. If you my people and you don't let you stay at my house, you stay at my shit. You ain't paying nothing. You a bum. Bitch, you getting everything before you get a sandwich hand up. You got there and get to stay here. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got there and go out there and kill is what you eat, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And you can't do that. You can't kill shit because you a fucking pup. You a fucking puppy. You a weak bitch. You know what I'm saying? You can't go out there and survive. You can't do it on your own. You know what I'm saying? You can't go through shit and survive, bitch. You a fake bitch. You know what I'm saying? You behind a motherfucking computer. You behind the goddamn computer, bitch. You behind a motherfucking computer and the camera. You a sissy-ass bitch, man. You a sissy bitch. A sissy bitch, man. You a sissy bitch, man, for real. Striking bitch? Yeah. Yeah, man, you a fucking liability, man. You got to depend on your homeboy. How you gonna say you gonna snitch on your homeboy? Nigga, gonna bring you no sandwich. What kind of sandwich would cause you to goddamn snitch on your homeboy? What kind of sandwich you want him to bring? We all wanna know. Everybody wanna know what kind of goddamn sandwich would you snitch on this nigga for? Like, what kind of sandwich you want the nigga to bring you? What kind of sandwich you want him to bring you? And do you want fries? You know what I mean? What kind of sandwich would you snitch on your homeboy for? What kind of sandwich? We listening. Oh, she said a goddamn motherfucking a Reuben on rye. Oh, okay. That bitch got that snitch on nigga for a Reuben on rye. Damn. Sauerkraut, bitch. Sour pussy. Damn, I know why your shit stank so bad. You eat that sauerkraut. You a sauerkraut, bitch. Sour pussy. Stanky bitch. I know everybody got there asking me or everybody wondering, like, why the fuck this nigga talking about this bitch like this? Bruh, trust me, man. On God, on everything I know, this bitch deserves to be hearing everything on motherfucking stand. Times 10, times 20, man. This bitch deserves all that shit. She deserves everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to a real bitch, too. I'm talking to a real bitch, and I'm being stopped by a real bitch. I'm being stopped by a real bitch for real. So, she deserves to hear all this shit. She deserves to hear everything. The bitch need to be goddamn put down, man, for real. Straight up. That bitch ain't no good. Ain't no good for the world, for society. None of that shit. That bitch need to die. That bitch needs to be gone for real. I ain't saying I'm gonna do it, but the bitch need to die. Yeah, it's my opinion, the bitch need to die. Goddamn. I'm keeping it real. The bitch need to die. The bitch need to be put down, a couple to the head, you feel me? Couple on. Hell yeah, out like that, that's now. You know what I mean? Shit, that bitch need to go. That bitch ain't shit, that man. That bitch, yeah. You know what I mean? That bitch need to go about it, though. That bitch ain't shit. That bitch ain't shit. That bitch ain't shit. Hell no. That bitch gotta go. That stupid ass bitch, I gotta go. That stupid ass bitch, I gotta go, bro. Oh, man. And the host still talk to her. And the host still talk to her. You can hear a little bit in the background. What a stupid ass. She too stupid to stop talking right now. She too stupid to stop talking right now. So y'all don't think online. Y'all don't think online. Y'all hear that shit. Stupid ass bitch. Stupid ass bitch. She still talking about what she just said. Oh yeah, he talking about her homeboy ain't gonna like what I'm saying about her on my podcast. You know what I'm saying? But she been sitting up here talking about if her homeboy don't bring her something. This the bum bitch that's standing with her homeboy. This the one I'm telling y'all about. She like, if her homeboy don't bring her a sandwich, she gonna snitch on the nigga. So the question that we had for the bitch was, what type of sandwich would make you snitch on your homeboy? You know what I mean? If he don't bring you that sandwich, like, what type of sandwich would that be? You know what I'm saying? And she said a Reuben on rye. You know what I mean? So I'm like, damn, bitch. And everybody else like, damn. Like, looking crazy because she said that shit. Everybody else looking crazy because that bitch said that shit, man. But she dead serious, though. She desperate right now. She desperate right now. She hungry right now. Like, she literally hungry. Literally hungry as fuck. And I'm finna go in there and make some chili cheese dogs in my face. With goddamn Doritos on the side of that motherfucker. Nah, I got Cheetos. Yeah, I got Cheetos. I'm finna make some goddamn chili cheese dogs. Chili cheese dogs with goddamn the motherfucking hash brown. I got some hash brown in that bitch. Yeah, if we're gonna make that shit easy, you know, push that for you. Yeah, she watched the nigga on camera, man. That's why I say everything I'm saying, she deserves to hear. She deserves it. She need to hear this shit. She need to goddamn be. She ain't got to listen to me, man. I really wish this bitch had leave me alone with a stupid stalking ass. You know what I'm saying? Bitch ain't got to listen to me. Stupid ass bitch. Stupid ass bitch. She over here talking about her homeboy ain't gonna like what I'm saying about her. And she wears a snitch on that nigga for a goddamn Ruben on Rye. That bitch still stupid. I hate dealing with dumb bitches. I hate dealing with them dumb bitches. I hate dealing with stupid ass bitches, man. I shouldn't even have to deal with this shit. But it's a clingy bitch. She a clingy stalking bitch. She real clingy. You know, so bitch stalking me for no reason. First of all, I don't want nothing from you. Like I don't want your sex. I don't want to be with you. I don't like you. I can't stand you. Bitch, I hate you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not your friend. I don't want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be in no conversation with you, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? None of that. You just a thumbtack goddamn in somebody's ass, in the side of somebody's ass. You can't goddamn get rid of. Bitch, you a herpes. Yeah, you a herpes. Somebody can't get rid of. That's what you are. You a herpes. And you push snake. You a goddamn herpes. I hate the ground you walk on, bitch. I hate the air you breathe. I wish your ass turned to poison. I hate the way you sound. I hate the way you talk. I hate the tone of your voice. I hate how fast you talk. You know what I'm saying? I hate the stupid shit you say. I hate the stupid bitch that you is. I hate the bitch that brought you here because she a stupid bitch too. I hate the stupid ass nigga that brought you here because he's a stupid ass nigga too for even getting with that and bringing that here. You know what I'm saying? I hate everything your stupid ass stand for. Bitch, I hate you because you're stupid. I hate everything about you. I hate that you even goddamn can see me. I hate to have to listen to you. I hate to have to say anything to you. I hate that I gotta deal with a lame bitch every day. I hate that I gotta deal with a weird bitch every day. I hate that I'm dealing with a weak bitch. Yeah, this is 1024 Live Radio. Talk back, talk live. No bullshit, no cut, no filler, nigga. And we use the word nigga a lot on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna fuck around and get sensitive in this bitch, but fuck it. It's pandemic, bitch. Yeah, this your boy. Man, on this motherfucker, I haven't decided what to call the podcast. Or. I ain't decided up on the real name yet, you know what I'm saying? This is 1024 Live Radio. Talk back, talk live. No bullshit, no cut, no filler, nigga. We use the word nigga a lot on this motherfucker radio. I'm gonna fuck around and get sensitive in this bitch, but fuck it. It's pandemic, bitch. Yeah. The original radio show motherfucking intro, you know what I'm saying? Hosted by. Excuse me, hosted by then DJ Damn Shane. But the name has changed and it's gonna be coming up with a new name. So I shouldn't have said this shit before I came up with a name. But it's gonna be still the same. So we're gonna end the show right here. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy too. Healthy, wholesome episodes. You know what I mean? I just dropped on y'all, them two jewels. You know what I mean? So Merry Christmas. Everybody be safe out there. You know what I mean? And grab your loved ones and hug them and appreciate them. Appreciate them while you got them here. You know what I'm saying? And enjoy life, have fun, man. Don't let a hater bring you down. You know what I'm saying? Let a hater goddamn be your motivation in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And don't never goddamn fall victim to a bitch ass hater. You know what I'm saying? Always goddamn do your best, man, to get greater. No matter what they say about you, man, fuck them haters. You feel me? So every day, nigga, just be thankful and pray to God and be thankful that you still here and living and walking around every day just breathing, dog. You know what I'm saying? Fuck these haters, man. Let them niggas goddamn die slow. Let them niggas suck a dick and take a goddamn dick to the face with they stupid ass fuck a hater. You hear me? We out there, bitch. Yeah.
Good afternoon, this is your radio host, DJ Damn Shane. We are live here on the ones and twos. This is 1024KA Radio Show, baby. And this is my podcast, Damn, That's Blasphemous. We have an interview with a long-time dear friend, Mr. Odie Earl. And he's here to tell us about, a crazy experience that he had at a restaurant. And he wanted to share that with us. So after these messages, we'll be right back. We're right back here on 1024KA Radio Show, baby. And we're live here in the interview with Mr. Odie Earl. So, Mr. Odie Earl, we're here to talk about your experience that you had at a restaurant previously. Man, I went to the motherfucking McDonald's. And these nigga with these old nasty, stinking ass attitude. Motherfucker gonna get mad at me, cause goddamn, I guess I had too much bass in my voice for a nigga. So how did it all start? And not to cut you off, but how did your bad experience start off in the first place? First of all, I went and tried to order my food. Then the nigga tried to tell me goddamn two times. So I told him already that I paid on the app already. Then he go get his manager. And the bitch tried to charge me again. So I looked at the hoe and say, "Bitch, is you on fentanyl?" And the bitch get mad and slam the goddamn window in my face. So goddamn, the nigga come back to the window and open up the window of the drive-thru. And he say, "You look like you need to put some goddamn bass in your voice." Man, I looked at that nigga. I was like, "Fuck McDonald's, nigga." That put sad nigga almost jumped out that window. That nigga almost jumped out that goddamn window. So leading on to the near altercations that you had, Mr. Odie Earl, what led up into that point to where you felt like you wanted to get out of your car and pull a gun out? Man, cause I'm tired of these stinking attitude ass niggas spending my money with these motherfuckers. We pay these motherfuckers salary, and they ain't getting these motherfuckers now another goddamn dime. That's on my motherfucking mama, nigga. And what happened to the time that you say you saw something real disturbing as you was going to the restaurant? Man, I seen the nigga crawling from behind the trash can. The nigga hit the goddamn glass dick. It went straight to goddamn work. No, I kid you not. Same dusty mustard ass clothes that he had on for 2 weeks ago. I seen that nigga. Shit. Oh, you kidding me, man? Hell nah. Same dusty mustard ass pants with the hole in the knee part. Old stinking ass pussy ass nigga. The nigga had a nerve to goddamn tell me to put some goddamn bass in my voice. And then the hoe come over here with a fat ass neck. Gonna try to jump in the goddamn conversation. So I had to cut that hoe out. Old stinking ass bitch. The hoe had a fat ass neck in him, bro. Oh, man, that sounds pretty, like, violent, man. Sound like you had a pretty bad experience at the restaurant. You shouldn't go there anymore. You know, I ain't going that motherfucker no more. I ain't spending any motherfucker now another goddamn dime. You goddamn cook, brother. They're home. You goddamn bed anyway. Goddamn, I'm telling everybody and all my motherfucking people that spend money with these motherfuckers, either goddamn cook, brother, at home, or goddamn become your own boy. We're going to boycott these motherfuckers. We ain't getting these bitches now another dime. Hey, that's one way to put it. That's one way to put it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is 1024KA Radio Show. Baby. Yes, sir. Real live, and we're right back here on the ones and twos. This is 1024KA Radio Show, Big Baby. And this is your radio host, DJ Blasphemy, on our podcast. Damn, that's blasphemous. So we're back here with Mr. Odie Earl. And one hell of an interview, man. One hell of an interview. So we're back here with Mr. Odie Earl, and we're going to wrap this up. So, Mr. Odie Earl. Okay, tell us about the last part of the experience that you had at this restaurant. I seen the nigga goddamn crawling from behind the trash can come in and blast me. Niggas ain't washing their stink ass hand. The jean dirty. The shoe dirty. The TV yellow. The brush stink. And the ass stink too. Wow. And where do you witness all this from? At this motherfucking restaurant. The nigga got goddamn rats and roaches crawling all up under the goddamn door when you go in the restaurant. Rats goddamn come sitting at the motherfucking table with you like you gonna cut the goddamn hamburger in half with the motherfucker. Who goddamn, that was my last time going to this motherfucker after that bad drive-thru experience. So I was like, fuck! We ain't getting these bitches there another goddamn time. Alright, man. Alright. We're gonna wrap this shit up. This is 1024KA Radio Show, Big Baby. Good afternoon. This is your radio host, DJ Damn Shane. We are live here on the ones and twos. This is 1024KA Radio Show, Baby. And this is my podcast. Damn, that's blasphemous. We have an interview with a long-time dear friend, Mr. Odie Earl. And he's here to tell us about, a crazy experience that he had at a restaurant. And he want to share that with us. So, after these messages, we'll be right back. We're right back here on 1024KA Radio Show, baby. And we're live here in the interview with Mr. Odie Earl. So, Mr. Odie Earl, we're here to talk about your experience that you had at a restaurant previously. Man, I went to the motherfucking McDonald's. And these nigga with these old nasty, stinking ass attitude. Motherfucker gonna get mad at me, cause goddamn. I guess I had too much bass in my voice for a nigga. So how did it all start? And, not to cut you off, but, how did your, bad experience start off in the first place? First of all, I went and tried to order my food. Then the nigga tried to tell me goddamn two times. So I told him already that I paid on the app already. Then he go get his manager. And the bitch tried to charge me again. So I looked at the hoe and say, "Bitches, you on fentanyl?" And the bitch get mad and slam the goddamn window in my face. So, goddamn, the nigga come back to the window and open up the window of the drive-thru. And he say, "You look like you need to put some goddamn bass in your voice." Man, I looked at that nigga. I was like, fuck McDonald's, nigga. That pussy sad nigga almost jumped out that window. That nigga almost jumped out that goddamn window. So, leading on to the near altercations that you had, Mr. Odie Earl. What led up until that point to where you felt like you wanted to get out of your car and pull a gun out? man, cause I, you know, I'm tired of these stinking attitude ass niggas spending my money with these motherfuckers. We pay these motherfuckers salary, and they ain't getting these motherfuckers now another goddamn dime. That's on my motherfucking mama, nigga. And what happened to the time that you say you saw something real disturbing as you was going to the restaurant? Man, I seen the nigga crawling from behind the trash can. The nigga hit the goddamn glass dick and went straight to goddamn work. No, I kid you not. Same dusty mustard ass clothes that he had on for 2 weeks ago. I seen that nigga. Shit. Are you kidding me, man? Hell nah. Same dirty mother ass pants with the hole in the knee part. Old stinking ass pussy ass nigga. The nigga had a nerve to goddamn tell me to put some goddamn bass in my voice. And then the hoe come over here with a fat ass neck. Gonna try to jump in the goddamn conversation. So I had to cut that hoe out. Old stinking ass bitch. The hoe had a fat ass neck in him, bro. Oh man, that sounds pretty like violent, man. Sound like you had a pretty bad experience at the restaurant. You shouldn't go there anymore. You know, I ain't going that motherfucker no more. I ain't spending these motherfuckers now another goddamn dime. You goddamn cook, brother, at home, we goddamn better anyway. Goddamn, I'm telling everybody and all my motherfucking people that spend money with these motherfuckers, either goddamn cook, brother, at home, or goddamn become your own boy. We gonna boycott these motherfuckers. We ain't getting these bitches now another dime. Hey, that's one way to put it. That's one way to put it. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is 1024KA Radio Show. Baby. Yes, sir. Real live, and we're right back here on the ones and twos. This is 1024KA Radio Show, Big Baby. And this is your radio host, DJ Blasphemy, on our podcast. Damn, that's blasphemous. So we're back here with Mr. O.D. Earl. And one hell of an interview, man. One hell of an interview. So we're back here with Mr. O.D. Earl. And we're going to wrap this up. So, Mr. O.D. Earl, okay, tell us about the last part of the experience that you had at this restaurant. I seen the nigga goddamn crawling from behind the trash can committing blasphemy. Niggas ain't washing their stink ass hands. The jean dirty. The shoe dirty. The TV all. The brush stink. And the ass stink too. Wow. And where do you witness all this from? At this motherfucking restaurant. The nigga got goddamn rats and roaches crawling all up under the goddamn door when you go in the restaurant. Rats goddamn come sitting at the motherfucking table with you like you gonna cut the goddamn hamburger in half with the motherfucker. Oh goddamn, that was my last time going to this motherfucker after that bad drive-through experience. So I was like, fuck! We ain't getting these bitches another goddamn time. Alright, man. Alright. We're gonna wrap this shit up. This is 1024KA Radio Show, Big Baby.